This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The moon has inspired people to dream for thousands of years, but it wasn't until May 1961 that a U.S. president turned a dream into a national objective.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
President John F. Kennedy's address to Congress made a bold request, and Congress accepted the challenge. And with that, the race to the moon was on.
Over the next half dozen years, astronauts in capsules on top of rockets went step by step, blast by blast, toward that lunar goal. By July 16, 1969, the U.S. was set to complete the mission with Apollo 11.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
40 years ago today, July 20th, at 3:17 p.m. Eastern, the astronauts landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong was at the doorway.
The surface appears to be very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine.
Armstrong, in a bulky white spacesuit, slowly descended a ladder and took stock of his surroundings.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
President Richard Nixon was in office. President Kennedy had been assassinated years before. So it was President Nixon who made a congratulatory call to Armstrong and his fellow astronaut Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the surface of the moon.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made.
After their safe return to Earth, there were ticker tape parades for the astronauts and all manner of honors over the years. Last night in Washington, D.C., Neil Armstrong looked back on those times in a rare public appearance. And for a certified national hero, Armstrong was modest about his and NASA's historic achievement.
History is a sequence of random events and unpredictable choices, which is why the future is so difficult to foresee.
Nevertheless, there are dreams. President Barack Obama talked about them at the White House today with Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins.
As we speak, another generation of kids out there who are looking up at the sky and are going to be the next Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrins, and we want to make sure that NASA is going to be there for them when they want to take their journey.
President Barack Obama with Apollo 11 astronauts at the White House today.